Hey.
What would a settee look like, man?
A settee, you kind of love seats, you know, like you have today. You have on one side, facing one opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have any divans like we got tonight. They called them sofas.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the same thing, only they didn't open out. You slept on a sofa, see. It was wide, it was about half as wide as a average size bed, standard size bed.
Well, you could see points.
Yeah, it was, some of it was 8 foot long.
Oh, really?
6 foot long, yeah. So we got any length you want then.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, the parents went a hard winter, they'd heat a sat iron when they iron wouldn't wrap it in cloth and put to your feet. I had many a time. I burnt my foot many a time. It got too hot. Mm-hmm. But it sure didn't work. Cold bed, head to whole bed.
And that was called a sofa or a divan?
Called a sofa.
Is there any difference between that and?
Just the name and improvement.
And the couch, is that the same thing?
Same thing, only improvement. Some of them open just that when they open up like a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the sofa in those days, there's just a lump there. You just put a quilt on that and put a pillow on that and throw it up and go and sleep.
I see, but sometimes a couch would open up and make a bed.
Yeah, today is the modern one, too.
Okay, well, what other kind of furniture would you have, say, in the bedroom?
Well, mostly in early times, they were mostly brass beds. Mm-hmm. And they had a straight chair. Then they had a commode under the bed, and they were built high so you could put the commode under there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Before they had it for the indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after you got the indoor plumbing, that all changed, see. Mm-hmm. But the height of the bed, you didn't throw away the bed at that time because you had the indoor plumbing, went ahead and used it till it wore out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they had wooden bedsteads. They had a wooden bedstead. But most of the time, they went for brass bed and iron beds. But it all started out with mostly wooden bed. And a lot of them, the springs is good, and the mattress joints are good, and they didn't have the convenience you got today.
Mm-hmm.
Like beauty rest and body rest, they didn't have that. They were all lump rest, you know. You didn't know the difference because you didn't have anything better.
Mm-hmm. So where would you put your... Let's say store your clothes or other things in the bedroom.
Well, they had a what you call a closet, see. They'd open the door just like that door there, see. They didn't have the built-in thing now. They just had the chest of drawers or whatever you got, but they had a storeroom, see.
Mm-hmm.
All the winter clothes they kept one place when they weren't using the summer clothes, and they had a closet. One closet to a family. All of them put it in there. They didn't have it like today. One for each room.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the money or space. They were conserving the time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But as mm-hmm. time went on, they got to where they had them in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, was that movable, or was that just?
No, it was stationary. But your shuffle robe, you know, your drawers, your dresser, they call them dressers, fancy, had drawers in them.
Yeah.
They didn't have a chest of drawers like you got today, and they...
What's the difference? What's the difference between a shuffle robe and a chest of drawers?
Well, where they're big and have a big mirror, but a shuffle robe had drawers like this built up.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't have it those days. Well, you either laid it on in a closet or something, or you just left it on top of the shift rope on the side of this dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Had a mirror where the ladies powdered their face and so on. And